Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I am Christy Mercer. Yes, you have landed on listening to this episode, hopefully in the thick of summer, whether you are away sunning yourself sick, whether you've got a little bit of time off work, where you're kicking it with family and friends. From us, from Stace and I, we really hope that you are, I don't know, maybe taking a little bit of time out to get reflective just like we are on 2018. That is what our summer sessions that we've done the last couple of years are. I reckon it's an interesting time where you stop to have a little bit of a breather and a bit of a space from what the fuck has just happened, because November, December, let's face it, is a bit of a blur. I feel like there's this hecticness of energy where you constantly feel like you are forgetting something or leaving your keys in your house even when you're not, and even when your to-do list is maybe kind of sorted, there's this feeling of like floating around a bit more than you normally are. So that is why it's nice to kind of look back and also be appreciative and celebrate all of the ups and the downs that have come into your life in the past 12 months. And that's exactly what we're doing now with some of the incredible chats that we have had, not just with women, but this year. I kind of also forgot that we, for the very first time, invited a dude. AKA Guy Sebastian was our first ever guy on the Thinker Girls Pod Channel, which is kind of a big thing when you've had conversations between, you know, chicks and clever, talented, funny, amazing, inspiring ones at that for the past 6 or so years. So this is a bit of a collection and a bit of a chance for Stace, myself, our team, and from feedback from you guys, because obviously we couldn't do this without you. So the episodes we know that have really connected to you are ones that we've kind of put a bit of a fine tooth comb over at this time of year and thought, which ones will we rehash? Also, just because we are feeling the love, we couldn't do any of this without you guys that listen, and we couldn't do any of this without our team, Abby and Jordan. We love you guys. We couldn't do this without you, our posse, especially our VIP members. We know that everybody that downloads, subscribes, listens to a podcast, even sporadically, is out there spreading the word about what we do, but also for people to actually give money and donate to us putting together a channel of content that we think's mega important is kind of neck level. And that's also something that we're mega appreciative and reflective on this year too. We love you, and we hope that you enjoy this summer session, whatever you're getting up to. Bye, Felicia. Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I'm Stacey June.
And I'm Christy Mercer. Welcome to the place where you get different shows on different days, because that's right, this is a channel.
That's right, and you're bloody treating it as a serious business.
As my laptop goes off with an iMessage, unsure how to disconnect the two, and that's okay, because if I ever lose my phone, I can text from my laptop like I had to do a few months ago when I lost my phone at a pub.
Everyone has a more tech challenge friend. You are that person. Today I want to talk about periods. It's been a while.
Oh, God, we haven't had a period chat in forever.
Yeah, you can download the full period debrief this year that we've had with Lucy Peach, who talks about the cycle that we find within our body across a month that goes with our menstrual cycle.
The power of the period and how we can all get in kind of touch with our bodies, and how interlinked that is with the seasons and our energy levels.
That's right. That's
right.
It's
pretty fascinating.
It is. But I don't want to talk about any of that today. I just want to talk about my period.
Oh, sick. Yeah, cool.
And taking me back to, I suppose, those early days where, you just didn't really know when it was coming, how heavy or light it was going to be, and you ran around like an embarrassed schoolgirl, and that's currently how I'm feeling today.
An embarrassed schoolgirl.
Oh, yeah. Doses of it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this chat is, yeah? It's a catch-up. Where we're at in life. I want to talk about the fact that I just cannot deal with Sundays. I just...
That was the most smug I've been in terms of not being single, I think, ever, because I hated it so much.
It's gone, but it's gone to a new level of a... Did I just kick this off and get it out of the way with?
Yeah, let's just do a bit of housekeeping first.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the VIPs that have joined us on our posse.
Oh, our posse members, we're obsessed with you. If you want to jump on board, there's all different tiers. It can be as little as what you pay for a coffee a week that you can contribute towards the production and the runnings of this podcast channel.
The Going Steady TG VIP posse, though, had a very nice treat. It was probably about a week or so ago when Osher Gunsberg came in. That episode will be up in the next few weeks. But he came in and we did a bit of a Facebook Live with him, particularly for our VIP Posse Facebook page. And just little things like that we're doing over there to just give a few little extra nudges of love for people that are financially supporting us. Of course, as we've mentioned, all of the shows staying all free, so you will be getting that chat. No one needs to pay anything. But if you do have a bit of extra cash and you love what we do here, we don't just want you to pay for that. We want to give you a little bit more. So we did that, and we do all different kinds of cool stuff. Lots of conversation throughout the week on all of the shows too, and a bit of a streamlined access to you and I.
Yeah. You can check out the VIP Posse membership program. There is a link in the show notes of this particular show if you want to check that out.
Great.
What else of housekeeping? Oh, we're doing a live show every Thursday if you're a Sydney sider or know someone that is, to debrief on the Batchy series that's going down.
We had
Gretel Colleen on a couple of weeks ago.
And I think more importantly from the Batchy, what I've taken from these events is they've ended up getting to know our posse. So if you are a person that loves a show or wants to actually have a chat with Merce and I, I'm not really watching the show much. So
I have to tap her on the shoulder sometimes and be like, you do realise we're about to record a live podcast with, Georgia Love in 7 seconds. You probs should watch more than, a glance of what's going on the telly.
I mean, look, you watch it for 3 seconds and you've got some idea of what the storyline is, I've got to say. So if you do want to come down and just have a drink with us, the podcast is done free of charge. There is no entry fee. We have drink specials on that night, and we are really trying to use it as a bit of a weekly catch up and community and a girls hangout. There's been girls the last few weeks that have got to know each other and have caught up and come again together. So it's been quite nice. And a few people have been coming on their own. So don't feel like you can't. All of our events are very open and very, we encourage that is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. So make sure you come down. It's the Sheaf in Double Bay on a Thursday night from 7.
Okay. I've been single for almost a year now, and up till this point, I remember you talking about Sundays a lot. You were single for about 5 years. And look, regardless of whether you're single or whether you're in a relationship or what your bloody status is, I've always been someone that I don't sit incredibly comfortably in Sundays. There's always been this sense of, the party's over. Time to get back to the real world. I feel like that was triggered or highlighted a lot when I was in a long relationship that towards the end was quite unhappy, and I think we're both in denial, wanting to make it work but not really knowing how or if that's possible. But Sundays for us, I don't know. I'm trying to think, channel back to that time in a relationship, right? And there would be little things that we would have the most blow up big fights about that were so niggly and stupid and menial. I would wake up on a Sunday morning, it's Sunday afternoon, time to start thinking about work or meal prep. I would wake up on a Sunday morning.
Meal prep.
I would feel physically anxious and tight in my chest about having to go and do the supermarket shopping, because that for me was a symbol, or it signified the fact that this time that was fun on the weekend was now over. And it was to the point where I wouldn't even really give myself a weekend, because I'd have Saturday And that was basically it. Like, I would cut, like, a weekend is typically 2 days. Mm. I would give myself one of those. I would wake up on a Sunday and be like, party's over, guys. It's like, nah, there's actually another 24 hours where you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yes.
And enjoy your life.
Yes. Are you talking about the relationship Sundays or the single Sundays now? Because I'm confused.
This was relationship okay. Sundays.
So you were giving yourself only one weekend where? Day, where even
Sunday,
then,
Sunday.
So Sunday sucked regardless.
So that's what I'm trying to paint a picture of. This isn't just – it does – this – I can't deal with Sundays doesn't just come from a place of now being single for the last 12 months and being lonely and having time and not knowing what to do with it. I want to give like my experience with Sundays in general,
right.
Never really being that easy and never being that comfortable regardless of being in a relationship or not.
Yeah, okay.
And I think maybe that's why, because for me Sundays have always been built on this place of fun's over, especially doing long distance, and I would live away from friends, family, relationship, blah, 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 and have to drive back every Sunday. So there was always this sense of impending doom mm-hmm. on a Sunday where it's like time to get back to something, you know, that you don't – I don't really like living away. I miss my family. I'm homesick. Mm. So I think there's probably still a bit of a hangover of that going on. Mm. Now coupled with the fact that I'm single is just – pretty intense to the point where I have got a mate now that I call her. I put her on Sunday watch. Like, we've literally started a thing where I'm like, we refer to it now. I'm like, hey, just so you know, you're on Sunday watch. And she'll just call me. She's like, what's happening? Because she knows that I, and last Sunday was a perfect example of this, where from the moment that I woke up, I just was like, I don't want to get out of bed. I was like, I hate this feeling of like of knowing that all I fantasize about during the week, all I think about during the week is, oh, how good will it be just to relax and just really not do that much on the weekend?
Yeah.
I'd love to stay in. I'd love to do a bit of cooking. Maybe I'll go to that yoga club. Maybe I'll open that book that's been sitting on my bedside for the last 6 months. And I just tell myself, Christy, this weekend coming is the weekend that it's happening, okay? It doesn't have to be this full retreat mode where it's like 48 hours, but just for a little pocket there, you're going to not feel guilty about not doing anything. And every single Sunday rocks round, and what am I doing? It plays so much into my denial and into my sense of avoidance that every Sunday – it's almost like I avoid the things that I know will make me feel good because deep down I feel like I don't deserve it. Because I'm like, you went out last night, babe, you know, and you spent money that you didn't need to, and you ended up, I don't know, hooking up with a guy that you probably didn't want to, or you, I don't know, there's this like sense of regret or remorse. So then when it comes to – and I've psychoanalyzed this, and it's one of the things that's on my list to work with my therapist going back there now, because it's getting – I feel like it's getting more and more intense. I've always had these feelings of like guilt.
I think sometimes with guilt though, there's like this level of – I think it's still important to feel like you have achieved. You know what I mean? Like, is there a way that the stuff that you do, you can – instead of like focusing on what you don't do and then feeling guilty about that, is there a way you can change the ideas of what you should be doing? So you're kind of getting a step ahead. So when you say, I need to do all of this stuff, starting to look at whether you can do it, whether you will do it, whether you want to do it, and then looking at what is likely to be done. So then by the time you get to Sunday, you're more realistic with what your life is. Does that make sense? Because I think sometimes often we think it's got to be just as simple as I've just got to believe in myself. And I'm the biggest preacher in self-worth. It comes back to a lot of that stuff. But then there's like this action here where I think sometimes we make it unrealistic for us to be happy with ourselves. And that's going to be different for everybody. Everyone's gauge of what they're satisfied with across their weekends or what makes them feel good about themselves is going to be completely different. What I think not even ticking boxes, but what I need to do on a weekend to make myself feel like I've had a good weekend is going to be different to what yours is.
And I think you've
But I think there's something more than...
Well, you've tapped into something there, because I think during the week I'm pretty hectic. Like, I do lots of different... wear lots of different hats in terms of work, and then, I don't know, especially night. And I did rein it in a little while ago when I was like, I'm just so tired, and I was dating a lot and expending a lot of energy focusing outwards and catching up. And there was a point where I was like, nah, you just need to, like, have a big cook up and chill. So whilst that is something that I think I'm better at now, there's other, and even just gigging and stuff, like I just have later nights than than I sometimes feel like. But once I'm there, I'm like, this is the best, you know? So I do think, because those weeks during the week are so hectic, and like I had a load of washing that I put on three times because I was like, every time I just forgot to get it out of the washing machine. Little things like that where I was just like beating myself up. I'm like, you're a fuck up. Get your bloody washing out of the washing machine. Like, allow yourself the 5 minutes that it's going to take to hang out your knickers.
But this is the bit I'm trying to get to, and this is what I think is an important thing to crack, because I think about it too. Some stuff is don't beat yourself up, and some stuff is what are the things that you do want to get done that's going to make you feel good.
And look,
do you know what I mean? So if the washing is important, and I'm not joking,
washing makes me feel like I've got my life sorted.
There you go.
It really does.
That all of a sudden, so that's what I mean. Rather than just saying don't be hard on yourself, well, it sounds like if you're beating yourself up about the washing, that the washing might actually be more important than it is to some people. So that should then be lifted in a priority list.
Well, I think tapping into what you said before, and what I was going to say with the washing thing and the weekend stuff, is that when I'm so busy during the week, there are all of these things that I avoid that I don't want to do. My personal budget would be one of them. I'm not that great with money or saving money, especially getting doing different random jobs. Some, you know, like you invoice, some the cash, some are kind of all over the shop. There's just been this real ability to kind of be like, I don't know. And then during the week, I have no time to do that. So all of these jobs that I avoid, that I hate, I delegate to a weekend. What do I do on a weekend? I then avoid doing those jobs. I avoid things that I don't like doing, and I avoid them so much that they become bigger things. And this is in a lot of areas, but money is a thing that I absolutely 100% do this with, and that is
a lot of people do.
Way worse in the last 12 months. Way worse
than ever.
Way worse than ever.
Yeah.
Because there's an ability for me to kind of squib out of it, to kind of like duck and weave underneath.
You know what you need?
Because it's not that clear what I, if you were like, what did you make this week, or what do you need to say? I'm like, I don't know.
Sometimes it's important to have people in your life. And I swear to God, this one of my best mates has been this person through my entire 20s who just had their shit together. And even though at times that person made me, didn't make me feel crap about myself, because there was never a judgment or never a you need to get this sorted. But by example, I was able to watch what I wanted and then I did it. And I think it's so important. And I'm not, this isn't a judgment of anybody in particular or thinking about anyone specifically. I'm just going back to my own experience. But looking at the way I learned was by looking at what I wanted to be. And I don't know, I think it's important to also have the time where you might joke about that shit, but also have the friends where you don't.
I think a lot of my mates are in a similar position where we'll joke about it, but then – and but there is a real want and a real – like we're not – it's not to the point where everyone around me is like, eh, fuck it, who cares, just buy another. Like we're all in a place where we're all kind of wanting that same thing and helping each other, but there's no one kind of a few steps ahead being like
– yeah.
And it's not even an age thing. It's not even a – like I was talking to a mate the other day. She goes, I just don't – I have kids and I just don't care about owning a house. Maybe I should. You know, so I don't think – I think it's totally a personality thing.
Yeah.
And I don't – you know, part of – from an outsider, I could look to her and be like, well, she's got her shit sorted. She's married. She's got two kids. She owns a business. But she's worse about with money than I am. Yeah, but I do feel like it's gotten more intense, to the point where a mate the other day, I said – it was a Sunday. I said, what are you doing? Because I'm going grocery shopping. I said, I'm going to come with you. So I went and did my grocery shopping at the same time as her.
That's fine.
Because I was just like, oh, I just don't want to be alone right now. And a bit of shit had gone down. Like I just was feeling a bit shit about this dude, whatever. And I was like, oh, I just don't want to be alone right now. But it was to the – and we kind of were joking about it, but she was genuinely like every – she was texting me. She was like, Where are we at now? Are you okay? And she's a brilliant napper. Like, it always goes into this. I think it's so much the way I was raised too. If you were hungover, you'd started drinking at, say, 18 years old. It wouldn't matter if you were as sick as a dog on the floor, green in the face. You were not allowed to sleep in and you were not allowed to have a nap, to the point where I would pull the trundle bed mattress out from underneath my bed and sneak away so that my dad couldn't see me at, you know, midday after I'd been up since 9, after getting home at 6 in the morning, having a nap, hiding behind my bed, because he was like, doesn't matter, you got to push through. And I think that's always been in my consciousness somewhere, where I'm like, it wouldn't matter how bone tired I was, if I've only had a few hours sleep, I'm like, well, I can't waste the day. I'm not napping. Mm. Like, this sense of guilt around actually giving your body the rest that it needs. And my mate that I'm always, she's like, I could teach you a thing or two about napping. She's very good at it, very good at resting. And she's like, I'm the opposite. I need someone to pull me out of bed.
Yeah.
So it's nice to find someone that she's like, I struggle with Sundays, but in a different way.
Yeah.
I struggle to be able to go do stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I think the point that I was trying to make is that it might not even be anybody you know. I don't know. I think that there's like, when you're in a bubble and you're in that kind of awesome, I suppose, pocket, particularly with your mates, and you are all going through the stuff at the same time, for what helped me was watching someone just in a completely different part of space, I think.
Mm.
And then I went forth and started to think about working on that specifically to be more like them. And I can't even believe I'm admitting it, because I didn't have any examples of how to be.
Mm.
So that is, I think, how we sometimes change things.
Mm. I think the thing I've learned is it's not just like Sundays is a big flag. I think you have issues or things that pop up that are flags or something deeper.
Yeah.
And I just have realized, and I was like, oh, I just need to, you know, it's not that one layer thing where it's like, it's not just as easy as just chilling. Because you can't,
no,
you know, and that's the thing.
And you can't copy a person chilling. That's certainly not what I'm suggesting.
And you need to work on just chilling on a Sunday. It's been a real realization of how many other things there are going on, a few of which we've just mentioned here,
yeah,
that actually have probably fucking nothing to do with Sundays.
No, but they do bring them up, like you said. But that's what I think it's like, look, divulging into Sundays. That's kind of what I was saying with the washing, is then actually do it bit by bit, where you're like, what are the things that are driving me crazy, rather than being like, Sundays just suck, going, all right, well, the first thing is the washing, the next thing is the budget, the next
washing
thing is,
I can,
you know,
do
what I mean?
Washing, yeah. I can do.
You don't have to watch anyone do that. Imagine you just are on YouTube like watching people washing on a Monday and you're like, inspo.
Well, seriously, as someone that put the washing load on for the third time, maybe I do. But it does make me feel like Martha Stewart.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing. We're laughing about it, but it isn't that funny if it makes you feel good and organized. And it's a symbol of a way that you've looked at after yourself. Mm. Like, it's obviously opening up a symbol as to how you care for yourself.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's interesting, the first memory I have of my first period was in a downstairs bathroom and my mum wasn't home. She's a single mum, so she's working, always home by myself.
How old were you?
13.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And rang her at work, and she worked on a hospital ward. Mm. So you have to like ring and say, can I please speak to Pam?
Oh,
and they're like, oh, okay. Is that you, Stacey? Yeah.
But before then, what was the feeling when you wanted to call your mum? Were you panicked? Were you excited? Were you confused about what to do? What was it?
But before my period or when I had to call mum?
Yeah, when you got it. Like, what are you calling? Are you calling to your mum what to do or to tell her?
Tell her? Don't know. I didn't have any idea what was going on and I didn't feel anything. It just was blood in my knickers one day. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, wasn't like, I was like, oh my God, I'm a woman, or oh my God, I have all this pain, or it was nothing. It's just all of a sudden blood was there. And I rang her and she just talked me through where I could find a pad. I think she might have already bought some by memory. And then I went to school. And I remember then over the next few years being incredibly just teenage-like about it. Like, sometimes my sheets would have blood on them. Sometimes my school dress would, because I didn't have a calendar in an iPhone to know when my period was. I didn't have a calendar in my room. I was 14, you know, and you're just kind of navigating through that time of going, oh my God, can you look at the back of my dress? Have I got blood? Oh my God, oh my God.
You don't have to be young to do that. As someone that like had a very, what's the word? Like a sporadic period. Like most of my knickers have some form of like weird like remnant brown stains on them.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I got off the pill. Oh my goodness, I was on it for maybe a couple of years. Then I was on Implanon and spotted for a bit, but then had fairly regular periods to the point where towards my mid to late 20s, I was out of all contraception. I just never – I've been a bit of a natural hippie for like a long time. So this isn't a new thing or since I've done the podcast. So I was pretty keen to just go a la natural. And so I've had pretty consistent periods, and they weren't particularly heavy, which was interesting, because that was one of the reasons I thought I didn't have endo, because I thought that you had to have incredibly heavy periods in order to experience endometriosis. But nah, I had mine. They would last for about 3 days, weren't particularly heavy. I wouldn't really need to even wear a lot of the time a tampon or a pad to bed.
Really?
So
you wouldn't bleed at all overnight?
Not particularly, no. Okay. And nothing heavy enough to go through my clothes. Mm. Like if I did, there might be a bit. And I always wore period knickers to bed anyway, that I just didn't really give a shit about that were really full brief. Full brief, hugging everything.
Feel that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then when I got up, I'd go to the toilet and maybe then that's when I would bleed standing up.
Mm.
So it just was pretty consistent. And I never really had anything. I moved to the Diva Cup a few years ago now. We covered that on the radio show
we'll put a link in for the YouTube video. The first time you ever put a Diva Cup in, I was there.
I forgot about
instructing you, and then you put it up the wrong way.
No, you instructed me to put it up the wrong
way. Oh, sorry. I instructed you to put it. Yeah, I mean minor details, yeah?
Large detail.
Lol.
And then I started using it for good. I used that one that we bought.
You know, I've still got one. I've bought one. Oh, no, bought one. We got given one. And I have been too scared to use it, like the last 3 rounds of period. I'm like, I'll do this next time.
Look at our own instruction video.
I know.
And then I spoke about it on the radio show where I couldn't get it out. It was like laying an egg, you know. You have to really squat there. So, look, it's been pretty boring. There's not a whole lot to report. And then I experienced this morning waking myself up from my period going all across my bed. This is very graphic, but welcome to the show. And like a little kid, because now I share my bed with my husband, who is, that's still quite a, it's not a new thing, but certainly a new thing with stuff like this. Like it's not like, I don't know, just it's weird.
Well, there's still first times for everything.
Exactly.
And you could be with someone for 10 years and never bleed your period in your bed.
So you know when you wake up and you're like, that's wet, I've got my period.
Yeah.
Fuck. So I wake up, yep, sure enough, through the sheet, through the mattress protector, his mattress protector, which of course we're married, so he's mine, but still, it wasn't mine. You know, I didn't bring it to the house. It makes me feel weird. Mm. And then he has this expensive mattress, it's worth $1 million.
Did it go through the mattress?
No, thank God.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's like
I've
he got that. Up at, I don't know, 5 a.m. to watch some Premier League game. So it was very early and I'm woken up to this kind of embarrassed teenage self all over again at a period that that appears to be a lot heavier than what I had before. Right, I was pregnant. Oh. So I think what's happened is...
Is this the first period you've had since?
No, but it is a bit heavier. And it was interesting because I got my first period after my miscarriage in America and it was a bit heavier, but I thought, oh, maybe that's the first one. Like, I didn't know. Nah, looks like my period now is just heavier since, which is so strange. And now it's all different.
Yeah, well, I guess your body, like, it's been through such a massive change that maybe it will recalibrate. Maybe it will be like this for the next few months.
Or
6 months, and then maybe it'll go back to what it was previously, or I don't know.
Maybe my period was always supposed to be like this. I feel like with a pregnancy, and even though mine didn't work out, you know, the way that everybody wants, well, most people want pregnancies to work out. I think in a way it was always interesting that people said that pregnancy sometimes did help, not that you should ever recommend this, to women with endo or other types of illness, because your body kind of has this influx of hormones and almost like a clean out because it's doing what it's supposed to do, in inverted commas, what, you know, physically it's looked upon to do. And
especially
what
when there are lesions and things growing on
it,
kind
your
of reproductive organs.
Flushes everything out.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like in a way it's flushed, you know, I fell pregnant and that was a good thing for my body. And now I've got these different kinds of periods, which is just a bit trippy. And
interesting.
And also weird in that it's also – so I got up and Ben's like, oh, babe, are you all right? And I was just gave him a hug because I was like embarrassed like a little girl. And I was like, oh, man. I'm like, it's just a bloodbath in there. And so we, you know, got everything up and I went downstairs and washed it and whatever. It was all fine. But then I just was like, I don't know. It's just so interesting that it, you know, I'm in my 30s now and I'm sure I'll experience this hopefully when I get pregnant again, and we'll continue to experience this across our lives. But our bodies are just constantly changing and our periods are just such symbols of that.
Oh, mate. It's actually in a weird way probably not a nice thing, but to be able to get back in contact with, I don't know, there's something to be said about seeing blood there.
You know, as a woman.
Yes, there's something, and I don't think I probably realized that. You know, I was on the pill for about 10 years. I didn't have a period for about 8 years. Like literally 8 years. I went to all different doctors. They said, it's fine. It's just because you've been on this one form of contraceptive pill for a really long time, your body becomes used to it. I would have all of the symptoms of a period, back pain, you know, a bit of PMS, kind of, you know, a bit crampy, you know, increasing appetite, all that kind of stuff, but would never actually bleed.
Mm.
And now since having my actual period, having gone off the pill about, I don't know, or, you know, close to a year ago now, I kind of like it. Like I like that it's so clear that it's almost an explanation, and you kind of see, I don't know, you see that you're a woman, you see what your body is doing, you see what it's capable of. There's something visual about the ferocity of the color red, even that you're like, yeah, there's no denying I am a woman and I am on my period. I don't mind that's this big siren kind of.
Yeah. And it's like there does seem to be some form of power in it. Like even when you start, well, you should start using the Bitdiva cup because that's only going to accentuate those feelings, which I think is so important, because when I laid there on the couch and Ben was so sweet, I had this blanket and then he like wrapped me more in a blanket and just really got that. Okay, first day of your period, you just need to be cocooned a bit. Like, it was nice. I was watching him do tri-dips on the couch as he watched the soccer.
And
it was at 5:30 a.m. It was just, but then I was like, I said to him.
Tri-dips on the couch.
It was so funny. It was just so funny. I was like, how many are you doing? 10, that's it? How many reps? Just properly critiquing. Anyway, and I said to him, you know what? I can't be hating on this moment because that very period is what's going to allow me to get pregnant again. For us to have a baby again. And I think the same for all of us. Like the more we hate on our period, the more we are going against what our body is saying is good. You know, like you just said, that ferocity, that you know, and listen back to the podcast that we spoke about at the beginning of this show about exactly
Lucy
how
Peach. We'll put it in the show notes.
About periods work. But there is this real ability, just like the full moon, that we get to cleanse once a month. And it is interesting when I look at my partner, who is just as spiritual and totally into just development and really looking at healing himself and all of his pasts like I do. And I know for a fact that it is – it is a little bit easier for me to work through stuff. And I think it's because being a woman and the way that we're structured to let go and to literally flush out, you know, things out of our body through our periods even and be able to do all the things that we do in our cycle, there is something really powerful about that men don't have. I've just looked up whether periods change after pregnancy because I thought I should probably do a little bit more research on that. But they said it could go either way. Like I think it can with all you know, with all periods. I mean, I'm not sure that light or heavy is necessarily normal or not. It was my normal and it was consistent.
For a while. Yeah.
But it said, you know, likely that periods return to normal, periods get worse or periods get better.
I.e. it could be fucking a mixed bag, Dale. But this is a thing also with periods, like how much of an indication it can be, like in terms of stress level, what you're eating, where you're at, you know, all those kinds of I think sometimes we just like just chuck a tampon up there, and I've always been someone that's very intrigued. I mean, this is disgusting, but looking at if I go to the toilet, I'm always intrigued looking at my tampon. How much blood's on there?
Mate,
is there much
you
there?
Need looking to at my, use your Diva cup. Looking, it's like I actually am now considering putting the blood into plants. That's where I'm at.
Oh,
with it.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So you need to get
involved. Look at my poo, like the color of my wee. I've always, like, that's important. Like, and I know people are like, it's gross, don't look at it. But it's like, well, based on your stress levels, if you've got kind of a bit diarrhea, it's like, well, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And your period blood in a similar way, if it's clotted or it's not that much or it's really heavy because, I don't know.
You skip one.
Or whatever. Yeah, I think all that stuff, we're kind of told that it's gross and this disassociation from what we think is disgusting from our own bodies actually can be a really kind of good indicator and a good sign of what's going on.
Well, it's talking to you, isn't it? It's talking to you. And you go through research and you try and think, oh, my God, how am I going to figure out what this is? A lot of the time you're right. You can look at your shit, your poo or your periods and there's a good chance you've got an idea of where you're at.
I mean, if that's not a quotable quote, look at your shit, your wee, your period, see where you're at. I'm fucking, you know, I'm going to make a meme from that. Will do. You can hold me to that. That's what's going up on socials this week, Dale.
I will not be putting it on my new single wrinkle project. I will not be associated
or you will be
with
single
this part of
forever.
Me.
Hey, it probably worked well for your business. We need to keep those singles in.
Oh, shit. But it actually has said here that some women will experience heavier, longer or even potentially more painful periods after having a baby because there's a larger uterine cavity that's causing more endometrium lining to shed. So mucus lining to the uterus to shed, which would make sense.
Because it was getting ready for the baby.
Yeah, but also it might be stuff that's still up there from all of that, what was going on. And particularly, interestingly enough, a miscarriage that would apply to also that there's, you know, who knows, they go and do a surgery and I had the D&C, but I'm sure that there's often, you know, stuff that they probably, that needs to kind of come out and heal as well.
Mm.
So that would be similar if you had an abortion also. You would have similar,
mates, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah, right.
That's where I'm at. It's just an interesting time. And I guess the moral of the story is that I came full circle and was incredibly grateful, like you were saying, to see it, even though I was confronting and I need to get up really early and my laundry's downstairs and I'm still not 100% sure that I should have stuffed that mattress topper into my 7.5 kilo washing machine.
But put the mattress topper in your – you can't do that. That's a dry cleaner job.
Yeah, well, it's in there, so might have to go and see.
I better go down there and check that, and I will do it because it'll make me feel really great about my life having done some form of laundry. Thank you kindly.
You're welcome. Go and see if my period blood is on my mattress topper.
And on that note, if you are digging this show, this particular episode of this particular channel, chuck us a review or a rating, or jump on board our VIP Posse program. The shows are free, but if there's kind of extras kicking around, you can be a part of a Facebook group. The link is in show notes. But, yeah, we really appreciate you listening, basically.
Yeah, we do. We'll be back next week, a really exciting week. We speak to Michaela Bannis, who joins us on the show to talk about how McLeod's Daughters isn't coming back.
Oh, it's a big one. Big one, guys.
Many other things.
That's, yeah. God, one of the things.
Her whole relationship trajectory. Incredible. Of kind of marriage, not marriage, engaged, to get like, it's a very, very interesting story. And like all the people that we speak to and choose quite selectively, is incredibly open and
real
generous.
Generous. Real gem.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
If you love this podcast but you want to chat about it more, make sure you go to the Thinker Girls on Facebook, that's obviously us, and Insta, because that's where we're going to be continuing this convo with you, Posse.
Yes, we want to know what you think, Posse. So every week we'll be breaking down our podcast content across social media so you have an opportunity to share your opinions.
Plus, we're on Insta stories every damn day, so you get to come along with us for this crazy TG ride.
Yeah, Merce. Head to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or even Twitter to find us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.